Okay. Next, what do girls want in a guy? What to look for? Let's look at Song of Solomon 1:2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For your love is better than wine. Because of your fragrance and of your good ointment, cologne, your name is ointment poured forth. So what is she saying? She says, your name is ointment. What does that mean? Help me out. It's allegorically speaking. This is what she's saying. Your name precedes you. Just like, have you ever been in a room and you start, this smells good. I know that smell. She says, smells represents a person. Okay, if you relate a person with a bad smell, or you can relate a person with a good smell. She says, he smells good. But then she says, so obviously he took care of himself. Later she describes his muscles and she says, your legs are like trees in Lebanon. You know? Yeah, I mean, he was doing squats. I mean, this is real stuff. I mean, guys, yeah, you need to take care of yourself too. Don't think that, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, a guy needs to take care of himself too. I mean, he can't be smelly and, you know, wants a girl to desire him. Put some deodorant on, okay? Can't come to this church without deodorant. Anyway, because of your fragrance, of your cologne, your name is a cologne poured forth. What does that mean? It's talking about a name. It means you have a good reputation. Your reputation precedes you. So girls, when you are looking at a guy, you should look at his reputation. I know I heard this from my wife. She said that women don't look at guys first with their eyes. Right? Girls, although it's important how he looks, it's more what he says. So he must have a good name. How do you know? What are people saying about him? Is he a player? How many women he has been with? Is he trying to use you? Okay? Is he trying to ruin your reputation, your good name? How has he broken up with other girls that he's been with? You know, you got to know a guy's reputation. Okay? So, is he a Christian? Is he a liar? Okay? Number two, girls, this should be a pickup line for guys. Okay? This is a pickup line guys should use. When you come to a girl, you should say, hi, I have a job. Lady said, amen. You shouldn't go and say, well, my mama has a job and my dad has a nice house. Fool. That should be the pickup line. In the future, you will probably have children and she would be the one to bring them forth. Women like to be secure. We have an epidemic in our nation right now. When a lot of guys act like children, they marry and in their 30s and 40s, they couldn't keep a job for 2 weeks. That's crap. Okay? And a woman is running around and working at work, then cleaning the house, and then paying the bills, and a woman becomes like a mother. And then he's wondering why, you know, she treats him like a kid. Because he acts like a child. Because he doesn't have a job. And so she keeps taking care of him. And then when you're bored, when guys are bored, they get into pornography, or they get into another woman. And so you buy him a cell phone, you get him a car, you pay for an insurance, and then he took another lady out for a date. You know how it is. And so girls, it's very important that he can keep a job. You might say, well, he's so hot. He's so romantic. Screw that. Just wait for the one that works. You know, who can take care of you so you can have babies in peace. Okay? I think it's a sin. Biblically speaking, a man is a provider. Biblically speaking. Now, and I think it's a sin for a man, if he's capable, if he's not, you know, disabled or anything, he should have a job. I want my wife to work with me, but for now, to take care of our children. I don't want her to work at a job. Biblically speaking, woman is mostly better with children. Now, there's two type of guys. Romantic and protective. There is a romantic type. He is, tells her exactly what she wants to hear. He's smooth. He's just a player. Oh, he will sing her a song. He's good looking. I mean, he brings flowers. He knows the right things to say. He opens the door for her. I mean, he is smooth. Okay? And there's another type of guy. He's protective. He's manly. He doesn't buy flowers so much. But his wife feels secure with him. Now, I asked my wife what type of man does she want. And she said, obviously, probably she wouldn't want just a romantic one. But she would want both. Just like man would want both. And guys, naturally, most of us are more protective than romantic. Okay? Usually, most of the guys were not players. But there's some players out there, but, you know, most guys are just protective. But listen, if you're a protective type, you provide the money, you take care of your family, you want to make sure that your family is healthy and well taken care of, don't forget that she wants the romantic side as well. Because some fool, romantic fool, will come and start speaking, and the woman is like, oh. And so it's very important, guys, to be both. Girls, next thing, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, is he submitted to higher authority. Now, Bible says that wives should submit to their husbands. Okay? So let's say there's a debate between husband and wife, and they just can't come to a conclusion. Whose word is going to be the last? They have to make a decision. Bible says it should be a husband. Now, children, see, Bible has a hierarchy type thing. It's God, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Husband, wife, children. Imagine children saying, we do what we want because we're right. Well, so you see the argument. I'm not going to go into this argument because it's a long one and it's a controversial and it's going to get a lot of people mad. However, it's biblical. And I have to inform you biblical ways. I know you hear it out there, something else, but biblical ways. Now, is he submitted to higher authority? How do you know that? Is he a member of a church? Now, who are his mentors? Let's say there was a conflict in our marriage. Who do I go to if I needed to? If let's say in my marriage I go bad. Who does Tanya go to? You see what I mean? I'm a man under authority. The Bible says each person should be submitted to some form of authority. See, is he under authority? Or does he have his own religion? His own made up. He's pretty much, it's not written, but it's a Bible inside of his head. He wrote it himself. It's not... Is he submitted? Does he have any people he talks to? Does he have any godly man that he could consult with? If he's not, if he's like, I don't care about anybody, I do what I want, that's exactly what he's going to do in your marriage. And when you have conflict, there will be no reason with this man. There's no one you can turn to. And obviously, it will lead to divorce. Now, some of you think, well, I thought we were going to talk about sex. And it's true, we are next time. Okay? And we're going to talk a lot about it. We have a special series. I mean, special sermon that's going to be totally about sex. But sex happens in marriage, right? And if you don't have a marriage, you know, pretty plain and simple, right? So we want to teach you how to have a relationship that will last for a lifetime. Not just a quick type thing where a guy uses you and then he doesn't want to see you again. No, God is looking over for the benefit of each individual here. If you saw a child trying to run into an interstate, and you would say no to them, would that be because you're trying to control them? Or is that because you're interested in their well-being, in their life? It would be a parent of hate if he would watch his child and just said, well, if you want to go in the middle of the road, you're 3 years old, I can't stop you. It's a free country. Go do what you want. You see what I mean? So God is the one who created us. He wrote a manual. When you design a chainsaw, you write a manual how to use it. I bought a chainsaw once and put regular gas in it. And in 3 hours, it was the most expensive chainsaw I ever bought. It was $400. And in 3 hours, I ruined it. Because I didn't put oil in it. You know, I put gas, but no oil. You have to mix it, you know? Why? Because I didn't read the instructions. Bible is a book of instruction for human beings. And the cool thing is that you maybe didn't hear about this. It talks a lot about intimacy, relationship, sex. Because God created it. So, is he submitted to higher authority? Is he in a ministry? Whom does he listen? If he make a mistake, who can you go to? Have you guys learned something from this? One thing I would recommend, girls and guys, is that you would marry within the same faith. Because, Andre, come. And Yana, come. Both. Just a quick example. Let's say, stand behind. Let's say, a Christian and non-Christian have different masters, right? The Lord of our life, Lord, right? You know what Lord means. Of my life is Jesus, right? So let's say a girl is a Christian. Let's say, so the Lord of your life is Jesus. Put your hand on her. But let's say you are non-Christian and the Lord of your life is not Jesus. So put your hands, okay? So what happens is this. When you get into marriage, you have different lords. So although you love each other so much, but you see, the lords don't love each other because they're fighting for either one or another. And so what happens is division happens. So that's why it's important to have one lord over both, like this. One over both, one faith, together serving God. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of disagreement. And we saw people marrying to different religion, even Christian faith, just different denomination. And just a lot of mess happens. Just a lot of arguments. Eventually, they say, one says, I'm going to go to this church. And the other says, well, we should go to this church. Well, I think you're wrong. I think we're right. And it's just a lot of needless. Marriage is hard the way it is. Okay? Why would you want to add more problems? Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I want you to please put your hands together and welcome my beautiful wife, Tanya. I want us to... Do we have any questions out there? Yeah? And my wife, Tanya, will try to answer. And if you have questions, you can ask as well. What should a guy do if he realizes that his relationship with a girl is not working anymore? Is it okay for a guy to go out on a date with a girl just to see if they're compatible? I think it's okay. Is it okay for a guy, before he is married, to choose not to pursue more than a brother-sister relationship with a girl? Is it okay? Tanya, why don't you answer that, please?
Well, I certainly think that it happens sometimes, and person shouldn't feel like, okay, it's not working out, but, you know, we're dating, we're in church, everybody knows we're together, so we better stick to it. It's better, because you don't want to get married and then realize that you're not compatible. So I think, you know, first talk about it. And sometimes maybe you have never talked about issues and that's why you think it's not going anywhere. Maybe you can talk things through, maybe she can change and you're together. But if you know that it doesn't work out, I think the guy needs to be very, very sensitive and come and say that, you know, it's not you, it's me.
He shouldn't do it through text message. No, he should do it personally. Because why? She's your sister, remember. She's going to be your sister. You don't want to have, you know, bad vibe between your sister. Because you're going to the same church. You know, you don't want nothing there. Even if... Go ahead.
Go ahead, no, you're doing good.
Even if it's going to hurt one person or another. It's better to hurt now than to hurt for the rest of your life and then still not work out. So it's okay to say, go ahead.
But go ahead. Remember, when you break up with somebody, it goes both ways, girls and boys. When you break up with somebody, usually the person you break up with, they're going to hurt. You're not going to hurt so much because you made the decision. So you need to be very, very sensitive. You need to come and you need to say that, I am so sorry if I hurt you. And it probably it is going to hurt, but this is better for both of us. And I want you to be happy. And you're not going to be happy with me. And, you know, let's... So just don't break up and that's it. Apologize. Make sure she knows. Yeah, and really, you need to be sorry because you took some time of this girl or this boy is, you took their time, and you just need to, you need to let him go very, very softly. You need to take the blame. You need to say, you know, because again, they're going to hurt more than you are. So you need to be very, very sensitive.
What if you already had sex before marriage? Well, if you had sex before marriage and you became a Christian, then Jesus gives you new virginity. Okay? Because you did it without knowing Jesus. You did it because that's what people in the world do. Now, if a person had sex while they were a Christian, okay, then they need to repent and stop doing it. Okay? And I believe that Jesus is the most forgiving person. Do you think that he didn't know about your sin? And yet he still died for us. So Jesus will forgive. Obviously, there's consequences after that. Okay? I've heard of many stories where people had multiple partners, and then they would marry somebody who just had one, you know, that person, and how that person would be so jealous, and there's just so much more drama and things they had to go through. However, Jesus does forgive, He restores, He makes all things new, and you can stop, repent, and go forth. As long as you realize that, hey, I better, you know, I better stop and wait till I get married and then just do it right, get the blessing of God for it. And
I just think the key word again is stop, because some people feel like, okay, well, I already did it, so like we're going to get married anyway or whatever, so we'll just, no. And in this church, you can't get married if you're having sex and living with your partner and then you get married and basically nothing changes. So the key word is stop, and then, you know, go through premarital counseling and then get married. And
in most cases that we know and we counsel, it's better to stop and repent and do it right way. And I mean, 3 months is not gonna, you know, guys, 3 months, if you're planning to get married, 3 months is nothing. You can wait 3 months of premarital counseling and so it's a good testimony. But nothing that Jesus can't forgive. So there's no condemnation. We're not here to condemn. We're here to tell you that there's forgiveness. And you already know probably. What if you like someone who doesn't like you back or isn't ready for a relationship?
Give me the hard one. I've been there, actually. I had a crush on somebody who totally couldn't, could care less about me. Before I got married. And I think just, you know, realize it, face it, and ask God. God literally took my feelings away from me. So, you know, I was praying and I was battling with it, and I was like, God, you know, what should I do? And, you know, they're clearly not interested, and I tried my best, and God took my feelings away, and that's it. The guy became just like a, you know, wall. Didn't care much at all for him, so.
Well, he wasn't the right one.
Exactly, and I'm glad, and I'm so glad, so.
What should a guy do if he likes two girls? Do you want to tackle that one?
You go ahead.
Eventually, you're going to have to choose, obviously. And you're going to have to pray that God would give you discernment in that. Because it does happen. I mean, it's, and but God has one person there for you. You got to sit down and maybe talk to somebody. Get godly counsel. Okay, talk to the person. Now, don't talk to another player who would say, have them both. Okay? No. Get godly counsel. So ask God to tell you who, and I think you can choose it. And
I think if the guy likes two girls or girl likes two guys at the same time, I think it's not strong enough to go. Because usually when you're in love, like, there could be a room full of people and you see only one person. You just dream about them. They're the only one for you. So if you like two at the same time, it's probably a crush. It's probably, you know, wait it out. Don't make any decisions. You know, pray it out. Of course, always use prayer, but probably nothing too serious. You're not going to go.
You know, I was praying for a girl one time for my church. I didn't know Tanya. Since she put one on me. And I was praying about this girl, and I was... And I felt God said no, and I prayed, and one morning I woke up and I heard in my dream, I heard a loud voice, and I heard a voice with this echo, and I heard, she's not for you. And I got up and I said, that's the devil. God doesn't speak like that. And later, obviously, it didn't work. We didn't even go on one date. And she married a guy. And I was like, what was I thinking? I would be the most miserable guy if I did. So, I mean, God knows exactly. So just listen to him. Wait it out. Don't be patient. Okay? Next question. Can a girl ask a guy out if he takes too long? Well, if you start chasing a guy, you'll be chasing him for the rest of your life. I think it's a responsibility of a guy to ask a girl out. Now, if he's like a Christian guy, you know, Christian guys, a lot of times Christian guys, worldly guys steal our girls. You know why? Because we're so Christian. We're afraid to ask somebody out. And the worldly guys, they're just like, hey, do you want to go for a date? The girl is like, well, our guys don't ask me, so I'll go, you know? And so the point is, the guys, you got to ask the girls out.
Well, myself, I was always the kind of girl who says, you know, if he wants me, he's going to come after me. But when Pastor and I were met, we talked for about 3 times on the phone, and then he said, okay, if you want me, you got to call me back. And I never called guys. Like, it was a policy. I had to break my policy, and I waited 3 months. I was like, no way, he's going to crack. And no, he didn't call me, and so I had to call him back and step over myself. But I wanted bad enough, and I called back. So, but asking on a date, you know, I don't know.
This is what I thought. If she liked me, she's going to call me, because I always called her. And then I said, okay, if you really like me, she likes me, she'll call me. And she didn't call me for 3 months.
That's a hard game.
I know, 3 months. I was like, that's it, it's over. It's, you know, you could go to that guy and talk to him and say, listen, you're confusing me. You flirting with me? You are you my friend? Are we friends? What is our relationship? Girls, it's totally okay to talk about A. Okay, next. What if a girl doesn't have an angelic or human side? If she tries to be something she's not, isn't that being fake?
Well, I think usually everybody has just one side. It's just, you know, some women are like that. They just have both sides. But usually a girl is, you know, human-like or she's very angelic. I think the whole love and relationship is give. And so this is especially true in marriage, that it's not about me being fake or not being fake. This is what my man needs from me. If I am in myself, I am more like angelic. I'm more, you know, like I'm pushing him to do things and, you know, supporting him, whatever he's doing. But I do understand that he needs the other side of me. And so I'm not going to be fake, but I'm going to try to make myself pleasant to him. So this is what he wants from me. And the same way, I think, you know, the same with boys. He says, you know, I provide, you know, I'm a good guy. But sometimes romance, it just helps. It just helps. And you're not being fake. You're just giving. That's what love is. It's not just take, it's give. And so basically you're giving to the person what they want. And you can work it out. I know women who, they grew up on farms. They were very hardworking women. And then they got married. Their husbands had money. And so they cleaned up. And they became very, very, you know, I don't want to use the word sexy, but they became very, you know, yeah, very. It's possible. If you try, you know, it's possible. You don't have to be rich. There's beautiful clothes in different stores that are much cheaper than others. It's just you need desire to please. You need a desire to
serve
and give to your person that you love. So